Blog Talk.
Good morning, KMX. How are you today? Good, if not great, if not fantastic, if not phenomenal. It's your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz, founder, CEO of Quizmatics Inc., social media professionals, Team Quizmatics, KMX for short, and welcome to another fun, positive, and empowering WKMX Positive Power Meeting. This is indeed our KMX Morning Meeting for the success-minded entrepreneur. And if you are a success-minded individual, a success-minded entrepreneur, a success-minded independent business owner, a success-minded work-from-home person, a success-minded small business owner, a success-minded person just in general looking to hit that next level of success in your life, let me ask you the number one question of the day. Have you started your day in a positive way? Have you started your day in a positive way? Guys, we're going to talk about positivity. I'm going to talk about the power of positivity. I'm going to talk about some nice things to help inspire you to bring out the maximum power in your positivity and transform your positive energy into the success that you need to attract, the success that you need to attain, the success that you already have by divine right by waking up this morning. So let me ask you guys a question. What is the very first action required in finding success throughout the course of each and every day? I'm not sure that people understand this. If you do not wake up, I would say that that is not a very successful day. And think about all the people who have passed. We have loved ones. Somebody's probably getting ready to go to a funeral today. Their opportunity for success is gone. And the only thing we can live with the person who's gone is just their memory. But still in all, there is so much positivity there because you still have all of the wonderful lessons, all of the valuable different times, all of the valuable information that's shared, all of the value that they've added to your life. And now you no longer have another tomorrow to gain from whatever they had to offer you. So we have time, and our time is very short. It's very limited on this planet. We are but a speck of dust in this big, huge universe. So let me share with you the first thing we want to acknowledge. If you've woken up, pinch yourself. Ha-ha, because that is a reason to smile. That is a reason to smile because you are a success, my friend, and your success lives on. And you have a purpose. And just like everybody before us has had a purpose, eventually, our time will expire. No matter who we are, we have mortality. So we want to make sure that we are having gratitude, that we are grateful, that we do have this wonderful opportunity, this opportunity called life. It's the greatest opportunity that we'll ever experience. There's no greater opportunity than that. And just because you are alive, just because you have a chance, just because you are breathing, just because you are well, I want you to start your day in a positive way because you woke up. And I'm going to share something with you. I can tell you a secret about some of the most successful, some of the top money earners across the country, across the world, across the globe. They have discipline, and they wake up early. So if you want to increase your opportunity for success, how about we increase our hours to succeed, and let's make sure that we invest some time into ourselves. Guys, once the day starts, so many people have children, they have pets, they have a job, they may have school, they have all these other things they have to invest in the world. You got to shower, you got to eat. There's only but so many hours that you'll have in a day for your own personal success, and most of the time, and most of these hours are going to be dedicated to everybody else's success, or somebody else is already successful and you're just contributing towards their further success. But what time are you making for the personal MVP in your life, the most valuable person in your life? And I'm not talking about your children, and I know that they're adorable. I'm not talking about your husband. I know how much you love that guy. He's such a great guy. You picked a good one. I'm not talking about your mom and your dad. Oh, man, she's given you so much in life. Well, I'm talking about the most valuable person in your entire life. Let's take a walk over to a very special and magical place right now, people. I'm going to take a walk over to the mirror. And I'm going to do it like when I was a kid, they had Wampa Room. We're going to call it the magic mirror. I'm going to show you the magic of this mirror because there's somebody waiting for you. And they've been waiting for you your entire life. There is somebody waiting for you their entire life to acknowledge them to give them what they need because they want you to succeed more than anybody else. They know what your dreams are intimately. They've been through every challenge, every hurdle, every obstacle, everything that you've ever been through in your life. They've been right there with you, and the only thing that they've been waiting for is you to take a walk, to get with them, to confront them, to remind them of how special that they are, how awesome that they are, how precious their dreams are, how important that their aspirations are, not to everybody else in the world, but to you. You need to confront them to remind them that they have talents that nobody else knows, that they have a compassion, that they have a heart, that they care, and that they are definitely worthy. They are worthy of all of your attention, of all of your time, to help them get what they want out of life because they share the same exact ideals. They share the same exact struggles. They share everything with you, and we can find that person when we take a walk to the place we're going to go next. Let's take a walk over to the mirror, guys, and feel free to walk with me or walk this way, as they say in some movies. And in case you don't know, I have some wonderful accompanying theme music to go along, so here we go. Yes, we are what? One of the greatest places that you could possibly find yourself in the morning, especially if you're a success-minded individual. Let's get ourselves in front of the mirror. They say the eyes are the window to the soul. Take a look at this beautiful, this awesome, this amazing, this unique, this original. Listen, this person that you're staring at right now in the mirror is truly phenomenal. I mean, everything about them is perfection. Oh, my goodness. They say nothing. There's no such thing as perfection. Well, let me share something with you. God made man in his image. When you take a look in that mirror, guys, you are looking at a literal work of perfection and a literal one in a million. You know, they talk about snowflakes. They say that there's no two snowflakes that are alike. Well, guess what, guys? There's no two people that are alike, and you are awesome. You are awesome. You are amazing. You are fantastic. You are phenomenal. In fact, I want you to do something. I want to teach you how to communicate with your MVP so you can truly get the most out of them. Now, I know a lot of people use so many words, explain so many things. They say, Quiz, you know, you're a really wordy person. You're always talking. Listen, I hate talking. Let me share something with you. You don't have to say one word to communicate. I'm going to teach you how to communicate telepathically with the world, with yourself, and with anybody, and effectively communicate the most crucial messages that will truly transform towards your success. I'm going to teach you how to do this. I know you're like, Quiz, wait, hold on a second. You're going to teach me how to read a crystal ball. You're going to teach me how to be a mind reader. You're going to teach me how to communicate telepathically. Yes, I am. I am. I'm going to teach you all of that stuff right now. So what I want you to do is I want you to use the most powerful language that you're never going to say. What I want you to do is look this phenomenal person in the eye. The eyes are the window to the soul. All truth is conveyed through there. All right? And I want you to do one thing. I want you to communicate this message right now with no words. What I want you to do is I want you to smile. I want you to smile from ear to ear. I want you to have this awesome, amazing smile, and I want you to notice something about this person staring back at you. I said that's your personal MVP. Let me remind you of something. I'm a big sports fan. I've seen a lot of people win a lot of championships. I've seen MVPs in football, basketball, baseball. My brother's a baseball, a baseball star since high school. Guys, let me share something with you. This is one thing that is the truth, I must admit, in my entire life. I've never seen anybody win a championship without smiling. Do you understand that a smile is a reflection of success? It is a natural expression. A smile reflects some really tremendous and great things. In fact, it expresses all the best things about you. A smile says, I am happy, I am content, I am satisfied, I am comfortable within my own skin. I feel good about myself. Woo-hoo-hoo, hold on. I feel good about myself. I feel good about you, the person that you're smiling at. And it conveys so many great things. It's welcoming, it's friendly, right? And it also says, I find you interesting, I find you attractive, and I like you. I like you. Now I want you to think about that. And I want you to see if you feel that message being conveyed back to you, because as much as it is important for you to confront your personal MVP, it is very important for your personal MVP to confront you. I want you to pay attention to your MVP. Pay attention to what message that they're delivering to you right now. And do you feel it? Do you feel it? You know, I'm going to have to add that song by the Jackson 5 onto my program, music-wise. We're going to have to get that song, Can You Feel It? Can You Feel It? Can You Feel It, guys? There is power right there. There is power in a smile. This is how to start our day in a positive way. Does a smile not simply communicate the message of positivity? And this warm feeling that you feel in the pit of your stomach, do you guys feel that right now? Before we go any further, I'm going to open up the phone lines here, and I'm going to bring on some special, awesome, amazing people who took the time out this morning to actually call into the program. Anybody is welcome to call into this program. You don't have to just be a KMXer. Anybody is welcome to call into the program. But for the people who have, welcome caller number 608. Have you started your day in a positive way?
Yes, I have.
Awesome. Welcome caller 662. Have you started your day in a positive way? Welcome caller 352. Have you started your day in a positive way?
Yes.
Awesome. Now, I just got finished talking about the phenomenal, amazing, awesome, and fantastic personal MVP of yours. And if you're listening on the program, I'm talking about you. No, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about you. You listening right now. I'm talking about you. Do you see that awesome person staring back at you in the mirror right now? Do you see that phenomenal? I'm going to show you something right now. So many women are spending all their time, you know, they're getting their hair done, they're putting on their mascara, their lipstick, their lip liner and stuff like that, putting all that stuff on to walk around with a frown on their face. Come on, guys. The best makeup that you can ever use is just to make up your mind to smile. It is the most attractive thing. The most attractive thing about you. Guys, this morning, when you looked at that personal MVP of yours and you smiled, did you guys feel that warm feeling in the pit of your stomach? Who here felt that feeling?
I do.
Well, let's not all speak at the same time, guys. All right? Did anybody on this call right now feel that warm feeling in the pit of their stomach when they were smiling at their personal MVP? I heard one person acknowledge that they have. Anybody else?
Yes.
I am.
Awesome. All right, two, three. All right, so we're all acknowledging that when we smiled, we felt something. Guys, was that feeling physical or is it just in my imagination?
Physical.
It was a physical feeling that you felt. Am I correct, everybody?
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
All right. It's a physical feeling that you felt, and all you did was what? Smile? All right, hold on. You feel that warmth that was dwelling within you? Guys, it is scientifically proven. A smile. Have anybody here ever chuckled and laughed and felt that same feeling even magnified? Any of you guys feel that? Right?
Yes.
Before in your life? All right.
Uh-huh.
What's happening is you are going through a chemical release of endorphins to your body. Guys, let me share something with you. This positive energy that you have within yourself that's radiating within you, that warmth that you feel, that glow, this is the release of endorphins, and endorphins have healing properties. And do you guys realize that you are extending your lifespan simply through smiling? And we confronted our personal MVP. I want you to notice that you didn't even need anybody else to smile back at you at this point. You didn't need anybody else to affect your emotions and your feelings. You guys affected yourself personally. And this is personal power. Does anybody believe that? Or am I the only one? Am I the only one? All right? You know, there's a song by Gnarls Barkley back in the days. Maybe you're crazy. But listen, guys, this is true. I can't be that crazy if you guys all felt that same physical feeling. Now, I want you to think about this. Have you ever been walking and minding your own business and somebody smiled at you? How did that make you feel? Let's not all respond at the same time. Let's not all respond at the same time. All right, gentlemen, how did that make you feel when somebody smiled at you, even if you were having a bad day?
Good.
It made you feel good. Anybody else want to offer their testimony about how it feels when somebody smiles at you?
That makes you feel good, too.
makes you feel awesome, makes you feel amazing. Have you ever been in a sad and have been feeling sad and somebody smiled at you and for some reason?
If you can read that post,
you just had a natural reflex. Like, you know when he, you know when you go to the doctor and he hits you on your knee and then your knee kicks, right? Your natural reflex when somebody smiles is to smile back. Am I correct, everybody?
Right.
So,
yeah.
Now that you know, like when I was a kid, there was a program called G.I. Joe. They say knowing is half the battle. Now that you know, you are equipped with a phenomenal tool. You have a wonderful resource. And you understand that there are basic principles to this universe that you personally can hold yourself accountable to. Your personal MVP is the most valuable person in your life, and your personal MVP is you, my friend. Everybody else that you care about, everybody else that you love, everybody else that you want to give a chance, everybody else that you have so much stuff that you want to do for, everybody else that you have so much love for, it emanates from you, and it all is made possible by you giving yourself a chance to go out there and succeed. Guys, Dr. K would definitely agree with what I've just said. And right now, we're going to move into the five affirmations. You guys want me to introduce you to Dr. K? I think I'm about to bring him on a program. You guys ready for Dr. K? I think I introduced him to some of you guys yesterday. Dr. K, if you can come on the program, please, and go into these affirmations and also confirm what the information I just said is what's all correct. Well, thank you very much, Quiz. You're such a gentleman and a scholar, and you're so correct. It's a good positive feeling that you get every time when you smile. Smiles release endorphins. It's scientifically proven, and the endorphins increase your mood. It increases your feeling. It increases the way that you feel, your happiness. And your happiness is an important part of yourself. It's connected to your soul. And we're not to be able to measure that scientifically, the soul or the spirit, but the soul or the spirit of the person is that God has said that man does not live off of bread and water alone. So this is what is very important for people to know. It's a very successful thing for people to do, to smile more. It has increased their lifespan. It's very healthy for them as well. And so I think that is very good what she was doing this morning on the program, Quiz. Thank you very much for inviting me on the program. Well, thank you very much, Dr. K. But I really want you to talk to these people about their five affirmations to help them increase their ability. They increase their ability to control their outlook, their positive perspective, and their position in life. So if we can go into our five affirmations. You guys ready to get into five affirmations this morning?
Yeah.
I'm ready. I don't know about the rest of you guys. Some of you guys sound like you're still wrestling with your pillow. All right. So, Dr. K, if you could lead us all this morning in our five affirmations. Thank you very much, Quiz. Let's get into the five affirmations. This is very important for positive reinforcement and power and growth, as consistency in our habits is going to create a successful life for ourselves. So affirmation number one is very important to know. Affirmation number one is, today will be my day. Today will be my day. I want everybody on the program to repeat after me. And if you're listening on the program as well, repeat after me also. Today will be my day. Why
today
is this very important? This is very important because you have a gift. You have a blessing. You have a presence in today. And you cannot live yesterday. Yesterday has gone away. It's not going to come back. You cannot get that time back yesterday. It's only today that you have, and tomorrow has not yet come. So today is the best day of your life. It's the most important day. So make it a productive one. Make it a happy one. And make it a fulfilling one. Make sure that today you acknowledge that today is your gift. It is your blessing. And it is yours for the keeping. It's absolutely positively true. Awesome job, everybody. Let's go to affirmation number two. Affirmation number two. Let's get our personal MVP involved in the conversation, people. Come on now. It is your personal MVP. It's not my personal MVP. Your personal MVP is the one that you want to acknowledge you so you can be inspired. So affirmation number two is, I am the best me that there is. I'm going to say it again so everybody can join in the conversation, all of the MVPs all around the world. I am the best me that there is. I am the best me that there is. And it's very important for you to know, because let me share something with you. There's nobody else in the entire world that's possibly be better at being you than you. So I want you to be comfortable in your own skin, because you are awesome. You are amazing. I said you. I'm not talking about him. I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about you. You are awesome. You are amazing. As your personal MVP, as must be reminded of this constantly, you are the best you that there is. And if you think you was a good you yesterday, imagine how good you would be today if you were even better than you was yesterday, because you've learned from what happened yesterday, which is no longer here. And you realize that today will be your day, and you can be better today than you was yesterday. It's a so awesome, amazing thing. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. Just worry about today, each day, and you'll be good. And you can plan for the future to be even better than you were today. This is awesome, people. This is amazing. This is absolutely, positively true. And let's go for affirmation number three. Affirmation number three, and you don't want to hear this from me. Hear it from your MVP. Affirmation number three. Say it with me if you do agree. I am a winner. I am a winner. I am a winner. You've already won the game of life, everybody. Your personal MVP should be very happy and overjoyed to remind themselves that they are a winner. You are a one in a million. You are a winner. You've already won the game of life. Stop holding yourself to low standard for yourself. Winners challenge themselves to find greater level of success. Am I correct, Quiz? I'd have to agree with you, Dr. K. I think that you're spot on. I am a winner, guys. All right, Quiz, let's continue on now. Affirmation number four to make absolutely positively sure. I know I can do it. I know I will. I said I know I can do it. I know I will. Who here is confident in the ability to accomplish anything that they set their mind towards accomplishing, people? It's a nice phrase I like to say. If you see it, you can be it. If your mind can go there, then why can't you? I know I can do it. I know I will. Whatever you set your mind towards doing, you can accomplish, everybody. Very powerful stuff right there. And affirmation number five, because it's not just as responsible for being alive. Affirmation number five, God will be with me. He always has been. He always will be. I say it again so you guys can connect yourself, your personal MVP, to the fact that the Almighty has a wonderful purpose and plan for that personal MVP. And we need to connect with our personal MVP to remind ourselves that we have an obligation to give our personal MVP every chance to fulfill their God-given destiny. So affirmation number five, do not be shy to share this with your personal MVP so you can attain your power. As God will be with me, he always has been. He always will be. And the last time I checked, always is a mighty long time. God will be with you. And I want you to think about this, people. It's because you have gone through challenges before in the past. There have been many adversities that you've been through in life. You were probably born. You might not even come out of your mother's womb the right way. The doctor has come out to turn you around just to get you into this world, guys. And you won. Listen, let me share something with you. You could have died several times in your existence already. There have been times that you've gone through the darkest periods and you've lost loved ones and things have gone horrible. You've got your heart broken by the love of your life. It's happened to me so many times, people. I tell you, I feel like jumping in the pool and not coming back up. Yet and still, I'm still alive. I'm still happy. I'm still prosperous. And so are you, because you already woke up this morning as a success. You are a successful person. So thank you, Chris, for bringing me on the program, because truly, this is what success is about. Success is about acknowledging your personal success. And for anything more you want in life that is more success than you already have, any physical things is accomplished, Quiz, if you could please share with us these four keys to success. And thank you very much for your time, my friend. I appreciate all of you people in the WKMX Positive Power Meeting also. Thank you very much, Dr. K. I greatly appreciate the way you're handing me the baton so graciously. Guys, please, let's give a round of applause for Dr. K. Appreciate him coming on the program. Let me get into our four keys to success, and then we're going to get out of here. Anything more that you want in life as far as success is simply a matter of what you're going to do with your time, what you're going to do with your personal MVP, what efforts that you're going to put towards to acquiring those things that you wish you had to acquire. The top 3%, 3% most successful people in any industry have clearly written goals. I'm sharing this with you just so that you guys understand that this is the truth. So let's go through the four keys to success just so that you know. Commitment. make that decision. Consistency. Action speaks louder than words. Consistent actions speak volumes. Actions make things happen. All right? Not words. Actions. But actions do not stimulate without the thought. So start with key to success number one, make the commitment. Transform your thought. Consistency. Let your actions reflect these thoughts of yours in a consistent fashion, meaning daily, routinely, regularity. With regularity and routine. And the third key to success is drive. Guys, have you ever felt tired and burnt out? Have you ever felt like you just don't even feel like getting up in the morning? You know something? You're going to lay in bed for the next 3 days, and what's going to happen? Nothing. So you have to be inspired. You have to be motivated because the world is going to turn with or without you. So remember what your passions are and let those things inspire you to get up and get into action to be consistent, because it is difficult to be consistent without passion, without inspiration, without a motivation. And these are the things that are driving. And I'm going to share something with you. The one biggest thing that will motivate people more than putting that BMW and that Lamborghini in your refrigerator, I want you to think about your mom, think about her retirement. Think about how she doesn't have a pension. Think about your kids being homeless. Think about things that really, really mean, things that you absolutely do not want to see happen. Think about what you stand to lose if you sit around and stay in your bed all day. These things will motivate you and cause you to act on your passions and get you moving in the direction to accomplish what you need to accomplish. And the fourth key to success is determination. I'm going to share something with you. I one day watched my niece. She was like a few months old. No, I think she was almost turned a year. She might have been around 8 or 9 months. And she was able to crawl, and she kept crawling over to the door because everybody was out on the porch. And I'm going to tell you, between myself, between her mom, my sister-in-law, we must have brought this little girl back in the house at least 100 times. And as soon as we put her back in the house, here she come crawling back to the door again. And it was wearing everybody out because she's determined. You do not need a whole big blueprint for determination. Determination is a combination or cocktail of your passion, of your desires, of what you want. It is really an exercise of your will. And then next thing you know, this little girl is out on the porch. And now when I look at her, she's walking. She's running, she's talking, and she is super-duper determined to get what she wants out of life. Determination trumps everything. So those are your four keys of success, everybody. Commitment, consistency, drive, determination. Live it, breathe it, love it. Eat, sleep, excrement. All that stuff all comes into play. So, guys, there it is. I hope that you guys have gained tremendous value off of our WKMX Positive Power meeting. Again, we'll have these meetings every single day at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with the exception of Sundays. You know, there was the seventh day guy took a rest. I'll give you guys a rest as well. So there you have it, guys. Thank you for joining us on the WKMX Positive Power meeting. Remember, make the most of yourself, make the most of your time, and make it a constructive, productive, and a positive one. Success is not something that you chase. If you're chasing success, let me share something with you. You ain't never going to run fast enough. You are just never going to work hard enough. But success is something that you attract by the person you become. You are already a successful person, and you are not done yet. You can still become even greater in your success. All you have to do is become it and believe it and achieve it and make you the best you that there possibly can be. Nobody else is going to invest more into you than yourself, and I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about your time, I'm talking about your effort, and I'm talking about your commitment to yourself. So thank you very much, everybody. Look forward to having a great and productive and constructive day. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you guys rate this positive power meeting this morning?
Right.
All right, awesome. All right, guys, well, take care. Make sure that you make the rest of your life the best of your life. Catch you guys later on in the Positive Power meeting, and feel free to share with others. Remember that sharing is caring, giving is living, and learning is earning. All right? You could think anything else in the world. Why not think quiz? Think about your personal MVP. All right, guys, adios and deuces.
Later.